Chapter 27. Do not boast yourself of tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is overwhelming, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loathes a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so does the sweetness of one's friend by advice from the heart. Your own friend and your father's friend, do not forsake them, nor go into your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor that is nearer than a brother far off. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, so that I may answer him who reproaches me. A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take the garment of him who is surety for a stranger, and hold it in pledge when he is surety for a strange woman. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A never-ending dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and can control oil in his right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever tends the fig tree shall eat its fruit, and he who guards his master shall be honored. As in water the face reflects itself, so the heart of man reflects the man. The grave and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. As the refining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man tested by the praise given to him. Though you pound a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with crushed wheat, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks, and give attention to your herds. For riches are not forever, nor does the crown endure to every generation. When the hay is removed, and the tender grass is seen, and herbs of the mountains are gathered, the lambs will be for your clothing, and the goats will be the price of a field. And you shall have goat's milk enough for your food, for the nourishment of your household, and sustenance for your maidservant.